The Orlando Magic officially unveiled their new practice facility. We're going to take a tour. We're going to hear from Jeff Weltman. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's episode because this place is really, really cool. I don't have enough photos to describe it. I hope you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, I got a little bonus for you too. Don't worry. But it's time for a very, very ribbon-cutting ceremony edition of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is September 1st, 2022. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we're going to be taking a tour of the Orlando Magic's new practice facility, the Advent Health Training Facility. I'll tell you a little bit about it, what I learned, show you some photos that I took during the media tour on Wednesday. We'll hear from Jeff Weltman as he speaks about what this new training facility means. And a whole lot, and I'll give my kind of final thoughts on it too. This could be a really fun episode. Like I said, in the cold open, this is an episode where you're gonna want to follow us on YouTube. I have visuals this time. So the podcast may not be as great this time around. I promise you, podcast listeners, I will make it up to you. We'll hear from Wendell Carter on the podcast version of this episode, but I want to start with the actual visuals of it and show the actual visuals of it. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's right when we upload. We truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, there's a great Locked On podcast covering every single team in the NBA. Just search for Locked On and the team you're looking for, the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. So if you follow anyone associated with the Orlando Magic over the course of Wednesday, Wednesday was a really big deal. It was a really big day. The Orlando Magic held the official ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Advent Health Training Facility, their new practice facility, located about a block away from the Amway Center. So not too far away in downtown Orlando. This facility, is a $70 million project. It's been something that Jeff Weltman and Alex Martin said that has been in the works for 4.5 years. And I know I've made this point before, especially when people kind of question management and ownership, and there are plenty of reasons to question Orlando Magic ownership on a lot of issues. But one thing that I will say is ever since Jeff Weltman arrived in Orlando, the Magic have made more investments in their basketball operations department than they have at any previous point in their organizational history. That I just think is a fact. And, yes, the Amway Center is a gorgeous, beautiful building that was always about building the arena. The practice facility was something that evolved out of that. And the Magic had frankly outgrown that practice facility. Most NBA teams had. You go look around the league, they're all in these standalone practice facilities with multiple courts that enable them to do more. Enable their players to just be able to do more. I can't tell you how many times we've been at an Orlando Magic practice at the Orlando Magic's practice facility, the Advent Health practice facility, and at the Amway Center, and you'll have everyone doing shooting drills on the court. There's one court. There'll be one person at the main basket, another person at the other main basket. And then everyone else on these side courts, and sometimes they're bumping into each other. And certainly us media, we're kind of waiting off to the side. We're often dodging things too. I'm going to show you some photos of this practice facility, but that is not going to be the case. This idea really spawned from the Magic's need to have more space. Why do people move? Because they need more space. And really it spawned from, you look at around the league, everyone has a training facility with two basketball courts minimum. This, as I'll show you in video coming up, has two basketball courts plus two half-court shooting courts. None of them intersect. They're all kind of independent courts. And this is really what a modern basketball training facility is like. We're going to get into some more of the details. But again, I think this is just the real big thing, and this is what inspired the team to do this. They have now expanded their just basketball court space from 6,000 square feet in the Amway Center at the Advent Health Practice Facility to 21,000 square feet in the Advent Health Training Center. So this is so much just about space and the ability to kind of do what they want to do. Before we get to the Magic component, as PR-y as this is, I do think it is interesting what the Magic are also doing with this facility. This is an Advent Health facility as well. It is supposed to be kind of a more accessible way for any kind of medicine that they need, whether that is, getting looked at by an orthopedist, whether that is getting a CAT scan, an MRI, whether that is getting primary care. This facility is open to the public. You can use part of this facility. Advent Health does have offices within this facility. They have a rehab center within this facility. They have a lot of things that the public is going to be able to use. And while, I tend to think some of the kind of public outreach, especially with the Paramore community, it's good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It might be a little overstated about how it's actually going to be used and who's actually going to use it. But there is going to be a lot of good that comes to the public from this. But we want to talk about what this means for the Orlando Magic and what this is going to look like for the Orlando Magic. So it's photo slideshow time. I was at the training center this morning or Wednesday morning. Took the media tour and we're gonna share some photos. So here you go. The exterior of the Advent Health training center. As you can see, it was dressed up for the day. It's all good. You can't complain much about that. You enter this part of the building on the first floor. Everything's on the second floor. So you get to the second floor. And you get to where the Magic are, at least, on the second floor. And this is what you see here. I apologize if there's still sound here. I'm going to go ahead and mute that. This is what you're seeing if you're watching on YouTube. This is the court. This is the basketball gym. This is where the Magic are going to be training and doing their work over the course. You can see there's those two independent courts there on the video. You can see kind of the public side of the building on the other side of those last windows. You can see the exercise court, the exercise weight room on the other side. And you could just tell already, it is just such a huge space. That's really the only way that I can describe it. It is a humongous space for the Magic to get their work done, for the Magic to play basketball. Let me pull up here real fast. I'm kind of navigating this on my system here. Let me pull up. Here's the photo of the whole space here. If you'd like to see it, this is from the third floor, which is where the offices are. They let us kind of tool around there. We saw Jamal Mosley's office. Looked into Jamal Mosley's office. Magic are not moved in yet. That's coming in the next couple of weeks, but. You take a look at this. This is the space that the Magic will be practicing for the foreseeable future. Again, it's literally the Amway Center practice facility is just one of those courts, not the two courts on the end there, not that near court. It's just that one court. The Magic have essentially tripled their space and their playing space by moving into this building, by moving into this training facility, moving into this building. It is. Really quite, again, I think a really incredible feature and something that is really, really special about what this team is doing. Again, you can kind of look at this. It's just a massive, massive space. On the other side, we'll get to this at the end of kind of the photo slideshow tour. You can see Wendell Carter there. At the end of the photo slideshow tour, you see the Magic players will enter from the other side. That is, what street is that? That is not Terry. Terry runs on the side there. That's the street that runs kind of along the backside of the Amway Center. That's where the Magic players will enter the building. That's the kind of the Magic side of the building. The weight room, you know, is, I think they're still waiting for some stuff to come in for the weight room, but a lot of it is very, very cool. It's very, very state of the art. They have an outdoor lap pool, which is kind of fun and weird. I think some of you probably saw the Terrence Ross Instagram story where he was kind of geeking out over that. They have an inclined running hill. I don't know why you need that, but they have one. I joked that they had a box jump stairs where literally you have to kind of box jump your way up the stairs. And, you know, Jeff Waltman was telling me that, you know, yes, they use it for that, but they also use it for kind of taking bigger steps. It's also part of the rehab. And the Magic have some really cool things in this place too. They have hot and cold tubs, like all that stuff. Then they have this. According to Alex Martins, he believes the Magic are the first team to have an altitude chamber, a specific altitude chamber. This is essentially a room where they can kind of mess with the, I guess, the oxygen levels in the room. So it's, I guess it's vacuum sealed. And again, you know, we talk about this every time the Magic go to Denver, go to Utah. It is about, it's about kind of increasing lung capacity. So the Magic believe they're the first team that has access to this. They have everything else that you could think of too. They have a sleep, they have a sensory deprivation chamber. They have one of those big giant pods. Wendell Carter actually talks a little bit about, he finds it very peaceful. It's very zen for him. They have a nap room. I was not able to go into the nap room and or use it, but they do have a nap room. And then again, it's just this massive, massive weight room. I should have taken more photos of the weight room. It's very, very cool. This is the Magic's video room. Again, it's very spacious. I know the Amway Center at various points, I've never actually been in the Magic's video room inside the Amway Center. At various points, they've actually used the media room where we do the interviews with the coaching staff, watch the NBA draft and all that. This is a dedicated room for watching tape and watching film. Something that is very, very cool. I don't know if you can see it on some of these other photos. Let me see if I can pull up the correct photo here. Let me just find my photo here. Sorry about that. I'm a little disorganized here. I don't know if you can see it here. Back on this big photo, I don't think you can see it at all, actually. There are video screens all around the practice court. So there's a lot of, so like if Jamal Mosley or one of the coaches has to go up and pull video or show them something from game tape, they can do that right on the court. They obviously have the theater room, they have that nice theater room, but they can also do that. I also want to kind of point out something as well. If you look above, there's this like bluish thing, there's this like circular thing. The Magic have outfitted the training facility with all the cameras, all the second spectrum cameras and stuff, obviously, but some of their own cameras as well that are supposed to track, you know, that are supposed to kind of give them real-time data on how players are performing and what they're doing inside the practice facility. And again, some of this is about injury prevention, some of this is about you know, kind of getting out in front of problems before they happen, so that players don't end up here in the training room. Again, you can kind of see how big and spacious it is. The weight room's on the other side. The outdoor lap pool, you can kind of see it in this photo, is on the other side. Those glass windows, it is outdoors. Magic were very intentional about kind of using natural light and trying to kind of engage the elements of Florida. You know, what makes Florida so attractive is that they can do this. And then they have cold and hot tubs on the other side as well for hydrotherapy as well. They are getting a water treadmill. It was not installed when we were on the tour, but they did say that they are getting a treadmill. The thing that I think is probably the coolest and just kind of pretty sweet, this is the Magic's locker room. You can see how big it is. It is much bigger than the Magic's locker room inside the Amway Center. It is just hugely spacious. So whatever players want to do in the locker room, whatever, you know, wherever players want to be in this place, they're going to have all the space that they want to do this. It is just very, very awesome. And probably my favorite thing about this is, my favorite thing about this whole experience was seeing the lockers. This is, if I could play it, hold on, there it is. This is Markelle Fultz's locker. So obviously got video screens. They're everywhere. They were showing Magic highlights there. This is Markelle Fultz's locker. You walk in and it is literally a walk-in closet. That is the only way that I can describe it. It is literally a walk-in closet. You know, Gilbert Arenas would be envious of all the shoe space he has. Comfy chair out in front if they're doing a team meeting or just chatting or just hanging out. But yeah, like you can see that it is just, there's just, the players are spoiled here. Like, honestly, that's what it comes down to. The players are just going to be very, very spoiled with all the stuff that they're going to, have and going to have access to. The last thing to show then is kind of the family room is what they call this room. It's where the players enter the building. So you can probably see on the, you may not be able to see on the far side, the Magic say that they have a restaurant like quality kitchen for meals, and they'll have a nutritionist on staff to help with meals and stuff for the players. They have a smoothie center. They have a refrigerator, which, you know, Jeff Weltman said was the touch that he really appreciated was they're going to load players' families' photos into them and be able to play, be able to have the players' families on there. They have again, they're getting a shuffleboard court is what they said they were doing as well. This is just supposed to be just like a nice kind of open meeting space and kind of a place to take a break from work, whether it's on the court or upstairs in the offices. This is the outdoor patio. It is equipped with a summer kitchen. So it has a grill. It has a green egg. It has a putting green. And then, of course, you can see the Amway Center off there in the distance. Again, this is just a very, very cool space, a very, very cool place. And again, you take a look, this is the important stuff. It is the basketball court is, you know, again, where you're actually going to do the work, where you're actually going to play hoops is out there on the court. And again, it's such a big deal that this is where the Magic are going to work and where the Magic are going to kind of do their work every single day. It is a very, very cool thing. It was very, very cool to get to walk through it, see it all. I'm sure there's going to be more added. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff added to the whole thing. But that's kind of the tour. That's the basics of where the Magic are going to be practicing and what kind of space they are. Again, if you're listening on the podcast, come on over to the YouTube page. See the photos, see everything, or you can certainly follow along on Twitter. Again, what's really cool too, I should mention, let me go back here to this. If you look in that top left corner of this photo, that is a door directly to the imaging center within the Advent Health Training Center. So again, imaging center is open to the public. It's open to anyone that needs it. But the CAT scan machine, the MRI machine in the building are equipped to handle large human beings like NBA players. And essentially, you know, one thing that Alex Martins, the Magic CEO, and Jeff Weltman both spoke about is, you know, if there happens to be an injury or if they need to go get a scan for someone, they're literally steps away, you know, they're a block away. They don't have to go to the floor to Advent Health on Princeton Street, which is not too far away, but they're literally across the street from being able to get a diagnosis or get a scan done quickly. Other thing that I thought was cool, I didn't know this thing existed. They have a standing CAT scan. It's the first standing CAT scan machine in Central Florida, meant to kind of see the impact of pressure points on your hips, legs, knees, ankles, feet. Very, very cool stuff. So again, this is very, very technologically forward, very, very, very cool stuff that the Magic are doing. And that's kind of our initial tour of the building. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to hear from Jeff Weltman, what he has to say about a lot of different topics, but mostly about what this place means for the Magic. And we'll have some closing thoughts on it as well coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's opening week games. BetOnline is also your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet online, where the game starts. When we come back, we'll hear from Jeff Weltman as he discusses facility. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit.
You talked about it at the top in the ceremony presentation, just 4 years it took to build this. Just how amazed are you now thinking about that? That's sinking in.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of go step by step on all the processes and the progress that we made, you know, going month by month. And when COVID came, Zooming with you know, the architects and collaborating with all of our staff for their needs. But the fact of the matter is, it wasn't very long ago that the first conversation between Alex and I about, hey, is this something we should be thinking about? And then, you know, taking a little tour and seeing what other teams have done in this space. It really wasn't that long ago when you put it all in perspective to think that we've built this massive structure with Advent on one side, us on the other, and it's state of the art in every respect. And you know, here we are 4 years later, not that far along, and ready to move in.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm old school. My favorite part is where we're standing. I love the fact that we're going from one court to two full courts and two shooting courts. So that'll really allow our players and coaches and performance staff easy access to doing the work that's really at the heartbeat of what this is all about.
How long do you think players take ownership and know it's on them to translate this into success on their
own? Now. I think that, you know, when you feel the support and the encouragement from the DeVos family and you see it in front of your eyes and you're living it every day, I think it's, we have a bunch of high character players and they're going to know what that means. You know, they're going to want to reciprocate and they're going to want to make our team happy and make each other happy and make our fans happy. And it's a sense of pride. And look, it's what these guys are about. Honestly, we don't need this facility to have them feel that sense of pride in themselves and in this team. But this takes everything to a whole new level. And it puts them in a position to really get everything that they need to succeed.
Yeah, do you think this facility kind of sends a message to other NBA players? And if so, like, what is that message?
You know, I don't want to get into like the external messaging, because for us this is all about internal messaging. It's about putting our guys in the best possible position to succeed. But, you know, being an NBA veteran, I can tell you that when structures like this are built, people are going to see it and word is going to get out, and there's definitely going to be a buzz generated around this building.
In college football, they use facilities for recruiting. What about in the NBA?
Well, I'll say this, you know, the days of recruiting players, I think, are somewhat passe. I think a lot of, you know, free agency is done by teams visiting players rather than the other way around. But that said, there will be, you know, ample spaces and opportunities where players will, you know, have touch points to be around, and, you know, whether it's practicing or, you know, when guys come in town and want to get shots up or anything else. And obviously any chance we get to host players in our space, you know, we're going to be eager to do that and very proud of what we have.
Also, you talk about team building. What is the place, I mean, you've got the family areas, and what's a place like this mean, that, you know, just to get the players in the facility, hanging out together, having fun?
You know, it's funny, Mike, you know, we looked really deeply at, do we want to create kind of a game room or an entertainment room, and we elected not to do that because our space is going to be all about them, their betterment as players and their health and wellness and skill development. And so everything here with a group of players that we have, they're going to want to be around. They're going to want to be around to get better, and they're going to want to be around each other. And there will be a couple spots around the place that'll be kind of more, you know, bring them together a little bit, touch points. But for the most part, this thing is about getting better. And so our belief is that we have the type of team the type of character that will keep guys in the building just from all the different ways they have at their disposal of improving.
Obviously, 4.5 years is a long time of planning, but was there any influence that Coach Mosley had? Because obviously this is an area that he's going to be working in and working with players. Is there any area of influence that he had in things that he wanted to see in the space?
Yeah, several. And it's a great question, Philip, because I what I said earlier stands. Everybody in our organization had some say in this, you know. So we talked to the performance staff about what their needs were, to the coaching staff, and obviously Coach Mosley's the spearhead of that. So he had a lot of input on how anything that touches the coaching realm would look, would roll out, would be laid out in relation to other parts of the building, technology, the theater, all of that. You know, we sought counsel from Coach Mosley.
Seen some videos recently of Jonathan back in the court doing some stuff. What can you tell us about where he's at in his timeline?
You know, I figured we'd get some of those questions I really want to make today about the facility. But, you know, I'll just say that Jonathan's, you know, as always, you know, one of the hardest workers, diligent, has the utmost faith in his recovery, as do we all. And so he's making great progress. And I heard a couple of videos got out there. I saw one or two of them. But, you know, that'll be more, I think, thoroughly addressed, you know, as we get towards training camp.
Are there any concerns about your players playing in non-sanctioned summer pro-am?
Well, you know, look, this is an issue that's not new to the NBA, and it's part of drawing up, you know, player contracts, level of the game clause. And so, you know, it's always a thin line between getting better and maybe, you know, exposing yourself to risk. So we all want to find that balance, and guys want to play. They want to be out there, and they want to play, especially, you know, if it's like a hometown venture. So we all try to, like, walk that tightrope, and yeah, like, there's always a concern about that. But you also want to, you know, be sensitive to, you know, what they need. And look, let's be honest, you know, part of the summer and part of improvement is playing. It's just a question of can you sanction that event so that you get as much safety protocols as possible.
I think injury happened, did you shut Paulo down from doing those programs for the rest of the summer?
No, I mean, Paulo was in that game, you know. So, you know, that was one that you know, Paulo felt strongly about, him being local. And obviously they stopped that game before it reached its conclusion. But Paulo hadn't had anything planned past that.
Obviously, you know, we can feel kind of the energy from a lot of the players, how they talk to each other, how they ended the season. You know, you can feel the energy in this building. How much excitement is now building for, you know, what's going to be starting up here in a month with the season beginning?
Yeah, you know, our group is very tight-knit. They spent a lot of time in Orlando. I think that today is going to even elevate that. Obviously, we're heading into a holiday weekend, and, you know, we're hoping to have a bunch of guys come back and build on the strong summers that they've had. But there's a great camaraderie. They're always in constant communication. And obviously the next step for us will be to kind of show them the new facility, and I think they'll be really excited to see it.
Wendell, what does this building mean as far as commitment to the players?
It just shows the backing we have from, you know, the ownership, from Advent Health, you know, just giving us the tools to be great. You know, at the end of the day, we got to come in and do the work to become a great team. But at the same time, they've given us the opportunity to get there. You know, one of the best facilities I've ever seen across the league. So yeah, I think it's just a great gesture of just them believing in us.
Wendell, what's the things that you enjoyed when you took the tour, and what makes it stand out to you that you can take advantage of
right away? Definitely everything in the locker room, from the cold tubs, hot tubs, cryo chambers, barbershop. We got everything we need. There's nap rooms, like, you know, it's just a place where we can come and, like, really be at ease, really, you know, relax. And I think that's very important, you know, especially after coming off the court, all the work we're going to be doing as a team. It's a great space to just kind of take the load off. And, you know, with a lot of guys living so far away, it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, if we got games or, you know, long practices, we can kind of just relax here before going home.
Why would you even want
to
leave?
Your initial reaction to this place when you first walked in?
I was amazed. I've never seen anything like this. I've been to all practice facilities on the other NBA teams, but when I came in here, it was like, man, like I said, like, it's everything we need is here, from the food to the smoothie station to, you know, just the way we come inside, just the way the parking facility was. I feel like it's everything we need.
How eager are you to get on that floating egg?
Yeah, I'm super eager. That's actually one of my favorite things to do. It's very relaxing for me. I always fall asleep in them. It's amazing. Just to have that right at our disposal, right in our locker room, I feel like it's like elite, very elite.
How does that help your I guess, recovery, that sort of, I don't like that?
For me, I think it kind of affects everybody a little differently, but for me, it's definitely a mental thing. You know, you're laying in there, it's dark, you're literally floating in water. You know, it's kind of like a mental break for me. I mean, you can kind of play music in there and things like that, so, you know, that's kind of how I benefit from it.
Wendell, when you have a place that has, like, all the bells and whistles and everything's brand new, I know you touched on it a minute ago, but how does this build a winning team having something like this?
You know, just having the tools. You know, not necessarily that we have to use them every single day, but, you know, when the time and place and whenever we need them, you know, they're here at our disposal, and I feel like that's very important, you know, especially, you know, for younger guys, just understanding that, you know, utilizing these things, you know, not just, you know, just having them here just to be here, like really using them to, you know, help our mind, our body, you know, just make sure that we're fresh for every game this year.
Wendell, how much does this help recruiting long run? You guys want to recruit some free agents. I mean, have a facility like this and have pictures out there like this, you're going to get a lot of calls on certain texts from people wanting to say, what's it like?
No, for sure. This ain't open to nobody. Be good.
Did you foresee a day, though, that you guys are trying to get a free agent and they come in here and, like, this could be a different
thing? We probably wouldn't even have to do much talking. You know, they probably come in and be like, oh, man, I want to be here. Like, this is everything I wanted. You know, especially the older guys, they're probably like, oh, man, we've never seen anything like this. So, they're definitely working our favor, for sure.
Do you know if a lot of your teammates have come and seen the facility? Or
I'm not sure. We came here when it was like the court was down, but pretty much nothing else was up. So we kind of saw like the outprint, the blueprint of it, but I don't think anybody else has seen it at this stage yet.
So what will you tell the guys then? I mean, like, what?
I'm going to just tell them, man, just be ready to be amazed. I mean, I can kind of describe everything to them, but I can't really put into words how amazing this place is. So I'm going to have to tell them, like, y'all going to have to see it for yourself.
How important was it, too, to put the family area here for not only just the players, but the families themselves to come in and kind of take part in that as well? How important is that?
I think it's super important, man. It just gives us a place for, like you said, not just the players, but the family to come together and kind of build that environment for the team to where, you know, maybe before games, maybe after games, they come here, you know, kind of relax, be able to talk. Like, that just shows, like, on and off the court, we can be a family. And, you know, it's just a perfect gesture for us to, you know, be able to have lunch, maybe dinner, breakfast, all together like that. I think it's just going to add to what we can do on the court and how it's going to help our team.
When did you see the facility? Was it a couple weeks ago or a few days ago?
My first time seeing it at this stage was today, actually. I came in a little earlier, so I got a little tour of the place before I came down to the ceremony, so that was my first time seeing it.
How much does seeing this place in full, how much does that add to the excitement for the upcoming season? You guys are eager to get going anyway, but...
Yeah, like you were saying, like, we're all pretty excited, but I think when everybody comes in and sees, you know, the commitment from our ownership and from Advent Health, it's going to be like, oh, man, we got something to prove. You know, it's going to be like, hey, man, we can't have a facility like this and not be, you know, one of the best teams in the league, you understand? So I think we're all pretty much on the same page when it comes to that kind of thing. So I think it's just going to add to our drive this year for sure.
You want to go home?
I was telling them if they had the hot tubs and stuff on, I would definitely stay here for sure.
Wendell, when it comes to some of the tech for filming practice and things like that, how important is that when you go break down a play or look at a different transition?
Man, I think that's very important. You know, as I've gotten older and been in this league for now going on 5 years, you throughout the season, you know, especially when, you know, you got a long week on the road a lot, like, we don't get as much practice as we need. I feel like film is like the very next thing after that. So just you know, being able to have all that, being able to cut down film, be able to watch it, being able to, you know, like the film room we have right there, and then all the TVs on the court, I feel like it's very important for us to be able to learn without having to, you know, run up and down the court. So.
What was your thoughts on the Magic having Paolo? What kind of relationship do you have with him, if any?
Yeah, man, Paolo's a great person. I met him when he got drafted. I met him when he came down to Orlando not too long ago. So I didn't have the best relationship with him since I was, 3 years removed when he went to Duke. So I didn't really know too much about him. But you know, I've heard good things about him from everybody else. And then my relationship I have with him, even though it just began, it's pretty good. So I think we'll be good on and off the court.
Wendell, we can see him recently. So he's Jonathan Isaac working out before. Can you tell us about where he's at?
What's that again?
Jonathan Isaac. You've seen some videos here and there of him working out in full. You know, what can you tell us about his recovery and where he's at?
Man, he comes in and works every day. You know, he's definitely dedicated to, you know, making sure he comes back at full strength. So, you know, nothing else happens. You know, he understands that it's a process, you know, coming from the injury that he has. So, you know, he's not rushing anything. He's taking his time, which I definitely respect, because I know it's very hard, him being a competitor, wanting to get back on the floor as soon as possible. But yeah, when he comes back, I think he's going to give us so much more life on both sides of the court. So I'm glad he's taking his time, so when he comes back, he can just be at 100%.
Think he'll be ready for the start?
I hope so. But if not, whenever he comes back, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That interview with Jeff Weltman was able to give a little bit more detail on what this means for the Orlando Magic and what really went into making this practice facility a reality, a real thing. Look, it is easy to be blown away by what this building is and what this building can mean for this team. Undoubtedly, they are getting the opportunity to. They're getting every tool that these players are getting every tool that they could possibly have to find success, to be successful. And that is a really powerful thing. There's just no two ways about it. That is a really, really powerful thing. You know, you can have all the tools in the world. You can have every little piece of the puzzle. And that's all just a base. That's all just a start. You know, I asked Alex Martins this. I believe I asked Jeff Weltman this as well. This building is coming at a really interesting time in Orlando Magic history. It's not necessarily about free agency. I think a lot of the folks, a lot of the media members that were there, and I think it's a fair question to ask, asked about what this will do as a recruiting tool for free agency. And Wendell Carter probably said it best, that the building speaks for itself. And as, you know, Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies tweeted and deleted a tweet saying Memphis needs something like this. You know, the Magic will have a building that is the envy of the league. I mean, Adrian Wojnarowski's tweet with the photos that the Magic released said essentially the Magic have entered the facility arms race. That's very much in play here. And yes, this is an attractive thing for the team. But ultimately, the way that I look at what the Magic have built here and what the Magic have done is, A, you know, they want to give their players the best. The philosophy being, in order to be the best at something, you've got to give your people the resources to be the best. And they have absolutely done that. You know, again, I may not know all the ins and outs, all the science, all the technology, you know, I may not know all of that, but this team, this group is going to have every resource they can have that a building can provide to make them the best players they can be. But I think Alex Martin said it best in his remarks outside at the official ribbon cutting ceremony. A building is just a building. It's the people inside the building that make the impact, that make give the building life. And, you know, Wendell Carter probably had the quote of the day and said, with a building like this, we have to be one of the best teams in the league. Everyone, and I think everyone on this team does, everyone should recognize that this is just one step in the process, that this is just one piece of the puzzle, that this is part of the foundation the Magic are laying. We talk a lot about this team, and again, I've talked a lot about this coming season, especially as sort of a proof of concept, as sort of a proof of what this team is capable of. We think this team has some really nice players. We think this team has guys who can get the job done. But we don't quite know how those pieces fit together or which of those players will ultimately kind of step up to the plate. We don't. But we think we have something. We think we have that foundation set. We think we understand how this team is going to grow. And that's really what this is all about, is building a foundation. You come into a building like this, you have the resources like this, and now you have a foundation to build up. This is the kind of building that raises your floor. You know, I think everyone said it. The expectations are higher now. And it's not just because of the building. It's because of the people inside of it. It's because of the players on this team. It's because the Magic believe they are on a good track. But this is the kind of building that does raise your floor because now you have the resources. Now there's one less excuse of, oh, the Amway Center weight room is small. Oh, we couldn't run full court. Or we couldn't get the best look at this shooting drill because you had to share floor space with the rest of the team. Or, oh, I have to wait until this guy clears the court in order to get my workout in the offseason, perhaps. Those excuses are gone now. There's that the resources are there to do more. And there's no reason that this team shouldn't do more and can't do more. It's not going to be overnight, and a building doesn't change what happens on the court so much. That's still about the work. That's still about getting in the gym and getting better. That's still about getting the reps in the weight room, taking recovery seriously, getting the right advice, having the right people using these resources. That's what the next step is. Is the resources are all there, but now you got to use them. This is a tool as much as anything else. And it's a tool that is part of this team's foundation and where this team is going to head next. Look, Wednesday was an exciting day. This building is an achievement. This building is something that's going to help make the Magic really, really special. It is. But now comes the fun part and the hard part is getting the work in and using those tools to make the team that much better. I hope you all enjoyed this tour of the Advent Health Training Center. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Jeff Weltman. I hope you take this for what it is, an exciting thing, a really cool thing. Hopefully they do have an open house on the Magic side so the rest of the public can kind of check it out too, because it is very, very cool. It does blow you away. The Magic said that they visited every training facility in the league, as well as a few NFL facilities to get ideas. They hired the architectural firm of the facilities that they liked. So they had a group that was experienced with building these kinds of places. And they really seem to have thought out a lot of different things. And it is very, very cool and a very, very big deal that the Magic did get this done. That's what I wanted to spend a whole episode on, because this is where the Magic are going to be working. This is where I'm going to be working for a good chunk of my time as well. But I hope you enjoyed this look inside the Advent Health Training Center and a look inside the Magic's practice facility. But that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For the latest on the Orlando Magic, check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. Subscribe to the podcast and Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. If you've listened this far on the podcast version, go check out the YouTube version of this podcast to see all the photos that I was describing and talking about in the earlier part. If you're watching on the YouTube version, subscribe to the podcast wherever you download podcasts. I've also included our conversation with Wendell Carter in the audio version of the podcast. That's exciting. That's bonus content. That's how I get you two twice. I get you both times, a download and a view. That's me putting my thumbs up because I'm a trickster like that. NFL season is right around the corner and by right 1 week away. So thank you again for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. Now go check out the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022. This is an 8-episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NFL season. The local team experts on the Locked On Podcast Network, plus a betting angle from Lee Sterling of Locked On Bets, all combined into one ultimate NFL preview. Search for Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. But that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For Orlando Magic Daily, Locked On Magic. This is Chris Ross. We'll see you next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.